Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." His slaves said to him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" He replied, "No, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" The word used here for kingdom is basileia. Now, basileia or basileus is generally translated as kingdom, as we just hear, the kingdom of heaven, in the sense of some monarchy, some dynasty, some territory. And many would understand this to be referring to the establishment of a particular situation in space and time, now or in the future. Kingdom of heaven may be likened. But in Semitic languages, it may be noted, included Aramaic, the word kingdom, basileia, could be also understood as an intransitive verb, in the sense it can be translated, probably more appropriately, as a sort of ascendancy, dominance, masterdom, preeminence, primacy, supremacy, or maybe kingship. So we may have the translation, "The heavenly kingship may be likened to a man." The use of a word kingdom instead of kingship seems to depersonalize Jesus' story, giving it the impression that the story is not concerned with you or me in a deeply personal and individual manner, but is a sort of political statement. In fact, the enemy mentioned in the story has been very frequently referred to heretics or apostates or schismatics, and the weeds to the teachings and beliefs of all these, matters that may not concern us directly or proximately, but rather they would concern the church as an institution and its leaders at the heart of its administration, but not me and you here and now. On the other hand, the use of the word kingship instead of kingdom keeps Jesus' story in perspective, without denying the former meaning. This understanding here gives an altogether different connotation and significance to Jesus' words. The story is about me and you in the most personal and individual way. Indeed, Jesus' constant narration of parables can be seen as a consistent effort to present this heavenly or divine kingship in images and words that we can and may understand. In this parable, Jesus speaks of weeds growing along with wheat. The heavenly kingship may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. Later it is said that at harvest time, the man said to the harvesters, "First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn." What are these weeds that are left in the soul until the very end? What is this wheat that is so precious and everlasting? Who is this enemy that attempts such serious damage to God's heavenly kingship in our soul? This enemy is you and me. These weeds are the bad propensities, the bad conductors of grace, that grow alongside the good conductors of grace in our individual soul. God gives His grace. There are moments called these weeds that do not catch God's grace, do not embrace God's grace, but there are moments, there are parts of me that do. the good propensities. These will be always in me, both together, until the end. St. Augustine, in Contra Faustum Manicheorum, Book 22, Paragraph 70, says that this propensity for weeds, this propensity not to embrace God's grace, is an indication, he says, of our capability of embracing grace. In the minds where great virtue is to come, he says, there is often an early crop of vices in which we may still discern a disposition for some particular virtue which will come when the mind is duly cultivated. For as farmers, when they see land bringing forth huge crops, though of weeds, pronounce it good for corn, or when they see wild creepers, which may have to be rooted out, still consider the land good for useful vines, and when they see a hill covered with wild olives, conclude that with culture it will produce good fruit. St. John Chrysostom, in his seventh homily on 2 Corinthians, paragraph 8, implicates that when we do not cultivate the soul to embrace good, it will, from necessity, embrace what is bad. The soul, he says, since it is wont to be at work, when you stop its workings in what is good, seeing it cannot be employed, it is compelled to engender what is otherwise. The weeds and the wheat are left by God in my soul to grow together. We shall never be wheat alone. Let us cultivate the wheat in us. One day God will purge and make us more perfect to embrace His grace without hindrance.